2. Under the table.
Looky here, why don't you? You family all around. Plenty of things to do. Dangers lurk and abound.
Despite our fears, La Baume did become a haven. We went outside most mornings with Kath into her prized garden. We'd watch her mow the lawn with an old-fashioned mechanical cutter and then help her gather up the piles of grass. Nori would jump into them half the time, but Kath didn't seem to mind. After a while, I loosened up and found myself laughing. Picking the gooseberries, rhubarb and mustard greens was my favourite. Digging in the earth and planting new seeds, even better. But Kath was the only one who cooked. Days passed, a week, 3 months.
Lasagna tonight,
she'd announce on the days we were kept outside until evening, and then we'd eat until we couldn't stuff in a single forkful more. And dessert, always a dessert. My favourite was milk tart. It was paradise. It was almost a home. One night, after a long day tilling the soil, we sat in the library together, Nori curled up on Kath's right, asleep with her head on Kath's lap, and I on the other side, sitting close but not touching. I stared into the fire and felt my muscles begin to loosen. I was dozing comfortably when the lights died with a thwack. I sat up, startled. Nori slept on.
Don't worry,
Kath said, her voice sleepy and warm. Lit only by the fire, she reminded me of my mother. The way she used to be, before Nori came. Before Dad got bad.
It's only the generator. I'll see to it in the morning.
You run the power with a generator, I whispered.
The wiring here is old. Too old to be useful.